This morning for our Bible study, I would encourage you to turn to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. And we have before us this glorious picture and picture of the gospel and story concerning the Passover, when the Lord instituted the Passover. Israel had been in Egyptian bondage for 430 years, and God is about to deliver this nation through the blood sacrifice of a lamb, and this is all a picture of salvation through the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now, in Exodus chapter 12, let's begin reading at verse 11. "And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Now, there's given to us throughout the Old Testament many glorious stories picturing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is one of those stories. The Passover here is a picture of salvation through the blood sacrifice of Christ. We read in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 5:7, "Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." Now, in these few moments of this broadcast, I want to try to point out some of the glorious things this Passover typifies about the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The Passover lamb is a type of salvation in Christ. Redemption through the blood is no new thing. It's as old as God. We read in Scripture of the lamb, Christ Jesus, being slain in the purpose and decree of God before the foundation of the world. All through the Scripture we read about the Lamb of God that was promised, identified. "Behold the Lamb," John said. "The Lamb that was crucified at Calvary, and the Lamb that was glorified when He by Himself purged our sins, set down the right hand of God." So this Passover lamb here is a picture of all of God's salvation through the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's look at some particulars about this Passover lamb. This lamb was to be a special lamb. If you read Exodus 12, it was to be a lamb without blemish. It must be perfect to be accepted, and we know that's a picture of Christ. He had no sin. The lamb was to be the male of the first year in its prime. Our Lord gave His life in the prime of His manhood. The Passover lamb, was to be taken out from the sheep. The Lord Jesus Christ was taken from among men. He was the seed of woman, the seed of Abraham. He was the seed of David according to the flesh. This lamb here in this Passover story was to be observed 4 days. Our Lord entered Jerusalem 4 days before the Passover, 4 days before He was sacrificed, and observed all the law without fail. Observed all without fail. The law tried Him, observed Him. He had no sin. The Father observed Him from glory, and He said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." This Passover lamb was observed and approved, and the Lord Jesus Christ was observed as our God-man mediator and approved by God Almighty. We know something else about this Passover lamb. This Passover lamb was to be slain. Kill it in the evening. Sin deserves death. The wages of sin is death. Christ Jesus, as our substitute, had to die in order to make sufficient payment for sin. He came in the evening of time to sacrifice Himself for our sin. Once in the end of the world, He came. The end of the ages, He came to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Something else we know about this Passover lamb, how it pictures the gospel. The lamb, this Passover lamb, was to be roasted with fire. The wrath of God, and that pictures the wrath of God upon this sacrifice. The wrath of God is a fire. Our Lord, as our substitute at Calvary, endured the wrath of God for our sin. It pleased God to bruise Him in our room and in our stead. It's Yes, you see, as you study Exodus 12, and really if you look at all the Old Testament Scripture, it all tells us that someone is coming, and that someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Old Testament pictures Christ in personal types, providential types, and here we have this instituted type. Secondly, the blood must be applied to the door. We read this here in Exodus 12. This Passover lamb was to be sacrificed. They were to, by a means of faith, to take the blood that was shed, put it in a basin, take the hyssop, and strike it on the doorpost and the lintel. And God said, when I see the blood applied to that house, I'll pass over, and the firstborn of that house would be spared. Now, it was not enough that the blood was shed. The blood must be applied to the door. Now, this is what God gives to us when He gives us spiritual life. And this blood being applied to the door is a picture of faith. Faith. These people believe God. He justifies us through the blood, then gives us saving faith to receive and believe Christ Jesus as our sufficient atonement. God applies the blood to the heart, and we receive it by faith. We, by faith, sprinkle the blood on the door post of our heart. We publicly and openly confess the Lord Jesus Christ in total dependence upon Him. Now, notice something else about this Passover lamb and this blood that was to be put on the door. No blood was to be put on the threshold, on the lintel and the signpost. We don't trample underfoot the blood of Christ. The blood is precious to the believer. The blood also, thus applied, protected the firstborn in the house. All the firstborn in that house. God said, when I pass through and I see that blood, I'll pass over you. If the blood of Jesus Christ be sprinkled on our soul, and we enter in by faith into that covenant of grace, we shall be protected forever, from the wrath of God. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. The blood applied to the door. And in salvation, God applies the blood to our heart, and we receive that by faith. Just as these early believers believed God and took that blood and applied it to the door. Now, thirdly, we see this. The Passover lamb was to be roasted and eaten. These Hebrews were given particular instruction how to eat the lamb. In Exodus 12, verse 8, and this is what every believer does by faith, we feed upon Christ. He said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Now, in Exodus chapter 12, verse 8, it says, gives us some special instruction how we're to observe, how they were to observe the Passover lamb. And again, it's a picture of salvation in Christ. It is to be eaten with unleavened bread, this Passover sacrifice that God instituted. And here's how it pictures the gospel. We come to Christ in sincerity, humility, believing, submitting to the pure, unleavened gospel of God's saving grace. There's no room for boasting or introducing the leaven of works or the leaven of sin. We take the gospel in its purity and we believe it as God presents it with unleavened bread. And that's what that pictures. Secondly, the instructions for eating this lamb, they were to eat it with bitter herbs, with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. They were to eat remembering their bitter bondage. Even so, the believer feeds upon Christ, remembering what we are by nature and what we have been made by His grace. By the grace of God, we are made new creatures in Christ. Christ will be sweet to us if sin is bitter. So we take the gospel, believe the gospel in sincerity and truth, unleavened bread. We eat it with bitter herbs. We receive it remembering that we're sinners saved by the grace of God. In Exodus chapter 12, they were instructed to eat it not raw or sodden with water. Believers love to feed upon the pure, unpolluted meat of the gospel. You cannot preach God too big or man too small, too sinful, nor Christ too glorious and great. A watered-down gospel cannot save. We're to eat it. Eat it, he says here in Exodus 12. Eat it not raw nor sodden with water, but roasted with fire. eat all of it. Verse 10. Let nothing of it remain until the morning. Eat all of it. The whole lamb was good for food. The head, the legs, the inward parts. And this is how the believer feeds on Christ. His head, typical of His beauty, His wisdom, His deity. His legs, speaks of His power, His stability. Christ is our foundation. His inward parts, we feed upon the bowels of mercy. We look to God and cry for mercy. In Exodus 12, verse 11, the instruction was to be, the Passover lamb was to be eaten in haste. Eat it quickly. It's the Lord's Passover. And we come to Christ now. He says, eat it with your loins girded. Believers are girded about with truth. He says, eat it with shoes on your feet. It's the Lord's Passover. Eat it in haste. And the believer has the preparation of the gospel of peace applied to him. Eat it with staff in your hand. We're supported by His Word and by His gospel. Now in Exodus 12:12, we read that judgment fell upon every house. There was death in every house. Either the firstborn died or a substitute died, but there was a death in every house. God must execute judgment either in us or in our substitute, Jesus Christ. Exodus 12, verse 13 says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. God is extremely faithful and just to pass over us and deal with us in mercy because of the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Lamb. We're redeemed, not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with the precious blood of Christ. Our assurance and confidence and hope does not depend upon the amount of faith we demonstrate toward the blood. Our confidence and ground of assurance is that Almighty God is satisfied with the blood sacrifice of Christ. It's a sweet-smelling savor unto God Almighty. The Passover lamb is a picture of that blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ and salvation by the glorious grace of God. Now, I would encourage you to get your Bible and study and read Exodus chapter 12 and consider how God, for Christ's sake, would pass over the sinner because of the blood sacrifice made on His behalf by the substitutionary, intercessory work of the Lord Jesus Christ.